Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. Last night in Mackinac City, state regulators held a public hearing on a proposal to add more anchor supports to the oil and gas pipeline known as Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac. Enbridge Energy is asking the Department of Environmental Quality to allow the installation of 48 additional supports. The request comes during a much larger discussion about the future of the pipeline. Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond was at the meeting last night, and she joins me now. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Doug.
Kay, this meeting was specifically about anchors that Enbridge wants to set up along the Line 5 pipeline. And I should note here that Enbridge is a corporate supporter of Michigan Radio. There are already some of these anchors in place and more have been approved for installation. Why is Enbridge making a proposal to add more?
The agreement between Enbridge and the state basically says that you can't have sections of the pipe longer than 75 feet that are unsupported. And because the currents are so strong in the Straits of Mackinac, you've got a lot of erosion of the lake bed. And so you have areas where the bottom has essentially washed out and has left long sections unsupported. And so Enbridge has been installing these anchor supports since like 2002 to try to deal with the situation.
Kay, some groups have challenged a previous permit for anchor supports that was approved this spring. What were their arguments against that permit?
Basically, Enbridge is calling these anchor supports maintenance, just being normal upkeep of the line, I guess. Opponents are saying that, you know, adding anchor supports amounts to a complete redesign of the pipeline, and they would like to see permitting and environmental impact assessments consistent with a full, you know, redesign of the line. They think it's a completely different ballgame now. And I spoke with a local resident and a member of a local environmental group, the Straits Area Concerned Citizens for Peace, Justice, and the Environment. His name is Dale Giddings, and you can listen to a little bit of what he had to say right now.
It's a completely different structure, and we think it's much more unsafe. In fact, now with the thing up off the ground, it's going to be an anchor snagger.
Yeah, so that's another thing that people brought up, is that having this pipeline supported by these taller anchor supports will make it more susceptible to being hit by anchors.
How many people turned out for the meeting in Mackinac City last night, and what did they have to say?
So about 60 people showed up, and pretty much everyone who spoke was opposed to the anchor supports for the reasons that I already mentioned, plus most of them just want to see the line shut down. And also, people were just really frustrated. They feel like the state isn't listening. A couple of people called the public comment process a farce. They said, you know, we know you're going to just do what you want to do, go behind closed doors with Enbridge and make your decisions. But, you know, we're going to keep coming to these meetings and showing up anyways. But people are just really, really disillusioned.
What's next for this proposal by Enbridge to put more anchors along Line 5?
So the public comment period runs until July 22nd, and folks can go make their comments online at the DEQ's website until then. And then, you know, all the comments are supposed to be reviewed and incorporated and addressed into any, you know, final decision made by the state.
Kay, you alluded to this when you referenced some of the comments at the public hearing last night. And Michigan Radio has been following this story closely for a long time. So our regular listeners will know that the larger issue is whether or not Line 5 should be completely decommissioned. Enbridge says there's no safety issue. Opponents say some sort of spill is inevitable and the possible effects of that could be catastrophic for the Great Lakes. Where do things stand now on the possibility of a full shutdown?
You know, we have a lot of political candidates who are talking about that one way or the other with the upcoming elections. But I think as it stands with, you know, the way Enbridge is proceeding with, you know, these anchor supports and this permitting and the way the state is currently proceeding, it seems like Enbridge is planning to operate this pipeline for quite a long time into the future.
That's Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond. Kay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Doug.